Father's Day was first observed in Spokane, Washington in 1910. Mrs. Dodd first proposed the idea of a Father's Day in 1906. Mrs. Dodd wanted a special day to honour her father, William Smart, who was widowed when his wife died in childbirth after their sixth child was born. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other five children by himself. Mrs. Dodd wanted Father's Day to be celebrated on the first Sunday in June, her father's birthday. But it wasn't until 1966 that President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. In 1972, President Richard Nixon established a permanent national ceremony of Father's Day to be held on the third Sunday of June, coming almost 60 years after Mother's Day had been proclaimed as a national holiday. Today, Father's Day has become a day to not only honour your father, but all men who act as a father-like figure, such as stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, and adult males.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. 32. Who first proposed the idea of a Father's Day? 33. When was Father's Day established to be a permanent national day? 34. When is Father's Day celebrated nowadays? 35. What should we do to celebrate Father's Day?